This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Roy Williams, he is the author of Pendulum. You can buy it through Kindle, but you can't buy a hard copy anymore. It's completely sold out, and I don't think they're going to make another one of it. I found it. It was written in 2012. You just gave a Rolex commercial that you wrote, number one ad for Rolex of all time. Right. It won't work now, according to your theory, because that was about the rugged individual.
Right.
Standing alone on the peak.
Right.
Okay. Today, how would you fix that?
Rolex, the watch for people who want to make a difference. Because...
How do I make a difference with a watch?
Okay. No, the CEO who values time, who knows the importance of spending time wisely, okay... and doing the right things with your time. Mm-hmm. Time is a commodity. Time and money are interchangeable. You can always save one by spending more of the other. Time and money are interchangeable. When you sell this idea of time and money being interchangeable, and a good CEO, a good leader, is a person who invests time wisely in the right things, the right people, the right efforts, then now all of a sudden, time matters the most to people who make a difference. And so when you begin...
Just off the top of your head? Or?
Yeah. What I'm saying is the idea is once you frame the conversation in the right direction, you just pick up the right words along the way.
Okay, so let's take this. Trump this weekend is... let me give you a few scenarios.
All right.
A, Trump this weekend is talking about a rigged election. If he creates a rigged election... and a place to where he says this was unfair and I don't accept the outcome, or he just has his people saying that, you know, the supporters saying that, even though he's lightly saying, no, that's fine, it was rigged. We're at an inflection point. Trouble. Reframe that to get people to listen.
Do you want to know what I believe was the most beautiful, the most glorious, the most American moment in our lifetimes? The time when we, as a nation, were at our best and brightest, shining like a star for the rest of the world to see. Do you know when that was? The moment of the hanging chads. Think about it. What was it, like 3 months we didn't know who was going to be president?
No.
Harry and Bush. And wait a minute. One of the candidates' brother... was the governor of the state counting
right.
the chads. Now, think
right.
this through for me for a moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for, 3 months, everybody was America was like without a president. We didn't know what to do. We're holding our breath. And here's the beautiful thing. No one started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That is the glorious thing about our nation, is the peaceful transfer of power. Gentlemen, it's who we are. So I have no fear. Donald Trump might get worked up. He might get a few little people worked up. But you know what? We are America. And we've been through this before, and no one will start shooting.
You're totally confident in that.
I'm reframing the question.
Oh,
what I'm saying, if we start talking about everybody's going to start shooting, I promise you we encourage people to start shooting.
Yes.
People will do what you have described. That is the fundamental premise of all advertising. When you describe it clearly, they imagine themselves doing it.
Yeah.
They imagine themselves doing it.
So how do you warn people, okay, Deutsche Bank is on the edge. Europe is on the edge. This repeats the cycle from the 1930s, we're in the pendulum swing, and you can see it all happening. That's a domino effect here. You need to be prepared and not listen to the people who are living in their little patterns that they learned in school that are telling you, no, there's systems to save all of this. They haven't seen what's coming.
I agree. What you have to do is, when you start talking about possible futures, list all of the possible futures, not just one. And what happens is, when a person says, you know, it could turn out this way, it could turn out this way, it could turn out this way, they are no less likely to prepare for the worst case scenario. They're just less terrified. There's a difference. And to say, now, by the way, you can never sell a positive about yourself or even as a company. You can't sell the upside without admitting a downside. You have to admit the weakness that corresponds to the strength, or you have no credibility. Likewise, if you, and this is what both of our candidates don't understand, it's why most of America doesn't like either one of them, is they're incapable of admitting a weakness or a downside.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what I'm saying. Whenever you're talking about a possible apocalyptic future, right? Yeah, that is a real possibility. But if you want to have credibility, you also have to talk about how it might be possible that we can dodge the bullet. And so remember, big idea, nuts and bolts, entertainment, hope. Those are the four steps. Everybody always has a big idea. The nuts and bolts are the step-by-step, the how-to. Entertainment, you're the king of that. But hope.
I'm the worst at that. I'm a popper.
And what I'm saying is, when you give people hope, now they become addicted to your message, because it isn't just entertaining with a big idea and nuts and bolts step-by-step, but there's also a possible escape plan and a possible light at the end of the tunnel. And if you show them the light at the end of the tunnel, they will find their way to it. They will make that future happen.
How is Barack Obama so popular then? Because he never admitted to any downside. He never admitted to any faults either. He never said he did anything wrong.
But what was his slogan? Yes,
hope
I can.
And change.
Yes, I can.
And yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, we can.
There you go.
Yes.
He was speaking the language of we to a we generation. And then he used social media, which was the tool of the we generation. And so he was in step with the times, period.
Mm.
And he was a little bit more in touch with the hearts of the people and the way they were thinking.
This is why these guys, you know, I watched the debate, and they both look like 1952.
Yeah.
They look
yeah.
so far out of date that it's just, and that's why the millennial generation is just disconnecting from everything.
Well, the idea that, by the way, this idea of upside and downside, positives and negatives, let's camp there for just a second. Did you know that every screenwriter knows, whether it's a TV show, a movie, a novel, or a comic book, or a video game, the only interesting characters, the only magnetic characters, are those that have a vulnerability, a weakness, or a flaw. And if we love flawed characters. We're not really attracted to two-dimensional cardboard cutout phony characters. But yet politicians seem compelled to believe that's what they have to present. Mm-hmm. And it's not credible anymore. Okay? And so when a person... Glenn, you do a really good job of this. You do a really, really good job of showing your vulnerability. Now, admittedly, you do a not-so-good job of shining hope like a flashlight. But you do a great job.
No, a flashlight, as long as you're comparing it to the sun.
As long as you're shining darkness, yeah, you're doing a great job. The point is, this idea of admitting a vulnerability, a weakness, or a flaw. I was watching the video of you speaking at the Red State gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Can I quote you?
I don't know.
Okay. as close as I can remember, and it was like an iPhone thing. This was not slick media. And you said, the other day I got my children together and I told them, for the first time in your life, your dad's not sure what to do. I don't have the answers. You remember saying that?
Yes, I do.
And I'm going, that's wonderful vulnerability. People love that stuff. Okay? Mm. Now, would it terrify you for a senator or a congressman to ever say that? No, it would make you adore them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you said, I told my kids, if you have some answers, please clue me in, because I'm really looking for some right now. It's hard not to love that guy. Now, what I'm saying is, when I talk about a vulnerability, a weakness, or a flaw, a we generation will have it, or they will reject you. And I'm saying that's why you've not been rejected, is because you're quick to admit when you're wrong or you come up short. That's your single best quality.
Well, thank you for that. Now I'm looking for hope.
Plus, you're corpulent, which helps. I mean, too,
thank you.
And you have nice lovable. Hair.
Yeah. So I'm looking for, you know, you said we have to draw a point on the horizon. I think this is. I'm a fan of Walt Disney because I think he had this in spades. He's the reason why we went to the moon. I'm convinced of it because he did Man in Space in 1955, and he convinced Americans. This is Eisenhower. Walt, you did it. You can. I've been trying to convince the Pentagon. You convince the American people we can do it. But what trying to get there, it's the nuts and bolts. I can tell you what tomorrow can look like, but the nuts and bolts on getting there, how do you get there when you've got a society that is intentionally imposing blindness on themselves?
Okay. I think it was David in the Psalms that said, my people perish for lack of a vision.
Right.
My people perish for lack of vision. A great leader names a beautiful dream. John F. Kennedy said, let's go to the moon. Why not? Let's go to the moon. We're America. By golly, let's do it. Let's go to the moon. And everybody said, really? The moon? It's like, yes, the moon. Let's do that. Just to show them we can. It's like, all right. And so it energized the whole nation, right? And so whenever you say, let's do this thing, let's make this outcome happen. And if you're enthusiastic about it, enthusiasm is contagious. And people start feeling that hope. They start feeling that enthusiasm when you name the impossible dream and said, let's do this. Now, here's the beautiful thing. Going to the moon can be measured, can't it?
Yes.
It's not an abstraction. Whenever you say, let's do this thing, and here's how we're going to measure it, and let's make this thing happen, are you with me? And people go, yeah, let's do that. Said, all right, let's do that. Now, what happens is, and I just want to make this plain. I believe it's time for somebody to declare peace in America. Well, we're declaring war on each other. We're war on these people. War on those people. We hate you. We hate you. You're the outsider. You're the one who's stupid and evil, not me. And I'm going, you know what? If it's easy to declare war, why can we not declare peace and say, hey, look, as for me and my house, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go this direction. We're going to accomplish this. And you can join us or you can watch us do it, but we're doing it. We're going to do this. We're going to make this happen. We're going to bring this about. And people go, I kind of like the sound of that. I think I'm going to get on that team because that's a good thing. I would like to see that happen. I want to be part of making that happen.
I think in a way that's kind of what we've done without the language. We have tried to do that, but we don't know how to measure that. How do you measure that?
Well, first thing you have to...
How do you get people to say, yeah, let's do that? Because I don't think they want peace, right?
I don't know. I think they do. We have already...
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel like it because...
It really doesn't feel like it.
All right. People are looking for adventure, okay? People want purpose and they want adventure. And if the only thing they're being presented with is stuff to get angry about, that's an adventure and that's a purpose. And remember, they would rather be angry than bored. They would rather be frightened than bored. But adventure can just as easily be aimed in a different direction. This beautiful thing, why don't we do this? And says, you know what? We're going to go this direction, whether you help us or not. We're going to do this. And then people get infected with it and they spread it. In other words, you don't need to do all the work yourself. You just need to figure out this thing that should happen, can happen, might happen, and then you
did it with the 9/12 project. The problem is that we gave it to people, and then it lost its poor Northern Star.
Well, yeah. Every day you have to fan the flames, and you have to give people progress to goal. How are we doing? They have to see the thermometer. They need to know. And you need to find, remember, there's a marvelous video about the first follower. We'll maybe look at it later together. But it says leaders are overrated. A leader is just a lone nut until they have a first follower. Mm. And it's the first follower that attracts the second follower. And a good leader gives the credit to the followers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And followers, it's like sheep beget sheep. Shepherds do not beget sheep. Shepherds don't have sheep. Sheep have sheep. Followers find other followers. And so this idea of naming the goal, articulating the vision, and fanning the flames of it, and continuing to keep enthusiasm high, and then empowering the followers and encouraging the followers, spotlighting the followers, so that they and their accomplishments are being celebrated, guess what happens? Everybody wants on that team.
Boy, I'm really glad that you are on the side of peace and love and hope and all of that stuff, because I'd hate to have you use your power for darkness, because there's a lot of power there. The name of the book is Pendulum. Roy is going to be with me today, because we're going to be cutting a few shows for television, because you need to understand this theory. And Roy, it is a pleasure to have you.
It's good to be here, Glenn.
Thank you.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.